This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Starting October 1st, prospective college students will be able to access the free application for federal student aid and file it earlier. Most people know that as FAFSA for the 2017 school year. That is 3 months earlier than the usual date, and it's part of an initiative by the Obama administration to provide timely financial aid information to high school students and their families. U.S. Education Secretary John King Jr. spoke with David Brancaccio on how exactly this decision will play out.
So an earlier deadline for that wretched FAFSA form, October 1st, if people want. What is the problem this earlier deadline tries to solve?
Well, one of the challenges is that families need good information about how much aid they will be able to get in order to make decisions about colleges. And by moving the opening date for FAFSA filing up to October 1st, families will be able to get earlier information about the aid for which they are eligible.
Which makes a lot of sense, and there have been improvements in this FAFSA application process. The form is a little easier, but the key thing has always been, Mr. Secretary, your tax information for the present year. You don't really know how much you made until you get your W-2 form. So how does that work?
On October 1st, folks will be able to download information directly from their tax return from the prior year. So this year, folks will be able to use their 2015 tax information to complete the FAFSA. That should simplify the process greatly for families and students.
Do you think the FAFSA has been a barrier for access to some of this aid in the past?
Well, we certainly know that there are folks who are eligible for Pell Grants, for example, the federal aid that goes to low-income students, who haven't taken advantage of those Pell Grant dollars because they didn't complete the FAFSA. We also know there are students who, from year to year within college, will forget or fail to complete the FAFSA to keep their aid in their subsequent years after their freshman year. So our hope is that by making the process simpler, folks who should be getting aid will be able to take advantage of those opportunities. We know college remains the best investment one can make in one's future.
Now, even as your team at the Department of Education is doing this, some colleges seem to be moving their financial deadlines earlier. I mean, it used to be February, March for many places, but some schools are moving their deadlines to January 1st, maybe earlier. That seems like the colleges, some of them, are tugging in the opposite direction.
We've asked colleges not to move up their deadlines because what we want to do is make sure that we're giving students more options. Certainly, I think colleges are concerned about trying to get an advantage in recruiting the students that they want, but we want to make sure students and families have the best information when they're making their college choice.
Education Secretary John King Jr., thank you very much.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk with you.
David Brancaccio in conversation with Secretary of Education John King Jr.